with BookBeat, summed on Swaim. Paul Marshall's parents did indeed want a girl, but they stuck her with a name Paul detested.
They named her Pauline, and I hated it.
So you named yourself.
So I, around 12 or 13, I decided to rename myself.
Paul Marshall grew up in Brooklyn, surrounded by women who were natural storytellers and poets.
They were immigrant women from a tiny little island in the West Indies called Barbados. And they had come here to this country as young girls.
They worked as domestics, but when they came home, they sat around the kitchen table and talked.
I absorbed that whole love of storytelling. I remember wanting to have something of their power with words.
As a young woman, Paul Marshall committed herself to becoming a serious writer.
Having made that decision early on made it possible for me to kind of ride the tide of all of the ups and downs that kind of are sort of inevitable when you are a writer of fiction.
Marshall's first novel, Brown Girl, Brown Stones, is still in print after 30 years, and her most recent novel, Daughters, has received widespread praise. Marshall admits writers are a strange breed.
Well, there's something very peculiar about the novelist, especially, who can really stay with a piece of fiction for a long period of time, and I'm one who tends to stay with it for a particularly long period of time.
Daughters is Paul Marshall's first novel in 8 years, the story of an extended family with roots both in the United States and the West Indies. Now a Plume trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1950s, Paul Marshall was working as a feature writer for a now-defunct magazine.
I became fearful that I was going to spend the rest of my life being a kind of hack writer. And in sheer desperation one night, I went home and started writing Brown Girl, Brown Stones.
The story of a black girl coming of age in Brooklyn. Paul Marshall wasn't sure what to do with her 600-page manuscript.
So I simply went to the yellow pages of the New York telephone book publishers and started out with the B's, Bobbs Merrill.
Bobbs Merrill turned it down, but Paul Marshall heard about an editor at Random House who was sympathetic to young writers.
And so I bundled up my manuscript again and mailed it off to Hiram Hayden, who was editor-in-chief at Random House then. Hiram loved the book.
And gave her a small advance, along with some advice.
Take this bloated, overwritten manuscript of yours and extricate from it the tight, beautiful little novel that's there.
Brown Girl, Brown Stones was published in 1959 and has become a minor classic, selling some 10,000 copies a year.
And each generation of young women come to that novel and find that they can empathize and sympathize and become involved.
Paul Marshall's most recent novel, Daughters, continues to explore the sensibilities of black women and their struggle for autonomy and independence. Now a Plume trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.